Sam Bradford takes a knee, and that's it. That is it. The Rams have their third win in a row. They have fought their way back to 500. It's 6-6-1.
Well, we're improving. There's still a couple way back that you would like to have had, but I thought defensively we're solid with a few exceptions. Special teams, we had just one little problem. Other than that, we were pretty good. So we were consistent. The penalty numbers were down. We won the game in a final drive of the game. That was led by Sam, and so we pick up another win and go on.
Buffalo rushes four. Sam steps up, throws to the end zone. Gibson makes the catch! Touchdown, Brandon Gibson!
Initially, we wanted to change field position. We still had 5.5, 6 minutes left. And so make some plays, change field position, see what happens. But then as we continued to make first downs and the clock started winding down, we got the word to, here we go, this is it. So we got 2 minute warning, got both our timeouts. Let's get in the end zone, get a 2-point conversion. We had a lot of plays. That's obviously, if he doesn't make that catch, the game's over. Mm-hmm. But there remains to be seen what happens if Lance doesn't make the catch, or even Gibby doesn't make the catch on the sideline, or the touchdown play, or the 2-point conversion for that matter. But, that's what happens when you get put in that situation and you need to put a drive together. A lot of people get a chance to contribute.
Throws to a wide open Gibson. Gibson makes the back shoulder catch. Caught! What a catch! Brandon Gibson steps out of bounds with a first down inside the 15.
I mean, great catch.
The reaction time, the heads around the ball's there, and then makes the catch, and then has a presence of mind to pick up a few more yards and get out of bounds. That's what you have to do. And of course, the touchdown catch required great concentration. Well, we made some adjustments. He's patient. He's going to throw things away. He's going to throw the ball away if he doesn't like what he sees. They made some plays, and so he just hung in there. He knew that he was going to get an opportunity. When he did, he made it count. I mean, he made some really fine throws.
Bradford will pass, throw short, caught by Pettis, made a great catch. The ball was behind him, and Pettis hauled it in at the 28.
Austin will do some things like that on the practice field, but, and then you go, well, gosh, if this was a game and the game was on the line, do you think he'd do it? Yeah, I think he can do it. I mean, he's got great hand-eye coordination.
Fitzpatrick under duress, in trouble, in the pocket, gobbled up. William Hayes was there. The Rams have picked up the fumble. Fred Jackson put it on the turf, and James Laurinaitis is all over it. They go after the quarterback. He's in trouble and gobbled up at the 31 by Robert Quinn. Throws the middle, ball's tipped, intercepted. At the 40 is Jolon Dunbar. He slides to the turf at the 30, and the Rams are going to come from behind on the road and beat the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I said last week this is probably the best 1-2 tandem in the league. And we're just fortunate that for whatever reason, there were 17 carries between the two of them. And that's just sometimes that happens. They end up with 30 to 35 carries or something like that. It's going to be a hard day at the office. But part of that was we took the run game away, forced them to throw it, so we can take some of that credit, I guess. Well, yeah, I mean, both teams are going to do their best to win this game. There's a really, really talented running back coming to town. And so I've only actually played against him once, and he's special. He is really special. And you don't stop him. You just have to minimize the gains. You can't let him get started. You have to deal with team defense. It's hard to get him down one-on-one. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. In order for us to play that type of game, against this team, we need to get up. If you get up on the Minnesota Vikings significantly, then it's hard to hand it off and catch up.